Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 1st. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy first day of March. Let's begin by trying our memory passage from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. How's it coming along? I hope that you're doing well with your memory passage and also that you're finding ways to incorporate it into your life. Perhaps write it on a note card, put it in a baggie, and put it in the shower so that when you're bathing, you can recite the passage again and again. That's just one idea for a way to continue to put the scripture before you. Our scripture passages today are Romans chapter 7, verses 21 through 25, and also Psalm 50, verses 1 through 11. Beginning with Romans 7, starting in verse 21. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. On Wednesday nights, the growth groups are talking about Romans. And last Wednesday night, we talked about Romans chapter 7. And one of the questions that we discuss was, how can Paul be wretched, as it says in verse 24, what a wretched man I am, but not be hopeless? We have to look at verse 25 for the hope that's in this passage. Backing up, first of all, in verse 21, there's this idea that we want to do what is right because God's law is at work in us. And then in verse 22, there's this competing, waging war against our mind because of another nature that is within us, the sin nature. And so there's this wrestling match going on between what we know is right and the person within who wants to do what is good, and then the sinful nature warring against us. And that's what makes Paul get to the point where he is like, oh, what a wretched man I am. And he asks a question, who will rescue me from this body? And the resounding answer is Jesus Christ. Let's look at verse 25 together and make 3 points. Thanks be to God. So that's the first point. We have to be thankful that God has rescued us, who delivers us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our deliverance doesn't come through willpower or through external realities other than Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we look at ourselves and we say, I'm a wretch, but I am hidden in the robe of righteousness of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now let us turn over to Psalm 50. We'll be reading the first 11 verses. The title in my Bible says, God as Judge. And then it says, a Psalm of Asaph. Asaph was one of David's chief musicians, and his name also came to represent his descendants as well. So musicians in the line of Asaph, who were a model for temple ministry. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is the God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will ask. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and the insects of the field are mine. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word. Here in Psalm 50, Asaph begins with reminding us how mighty God is, and he shows us pictures from creation that commend to us the glory of God because they are just a mere shadow of God's glory. It says in verse 2, "From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth." Verse 4, he summons the heavens above, come and show the earth that he may judge his people. We are gathered together. And in verse 6, it says, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. And then the psalm turns and teaches us that true worship is not just about ritual. Here, the people are bringing bulls and goats and birds, and the Lord reminds them, hey, I own all the cattle on the hills. I know every bird on the mountains. What I really want from you is a heart of gratitude for God's provision and for his deliverance. Doug Webster, in his second volume on the Psalms, says this, Charles Spurgeon described the tension between ritual and relationship this way. Sacraments, so-called, and sacred rites are the main concern with unconverted but religious men. But with the Most High, the spiritual worship, which they forget, is the sole matter. Let the external be maintained by all means according to the divine command. But if the secret and spiritual is not in them, they are a vain oblation, a dead ritual, and even an abomination before the Lord. This psalm is just a call to us returning to one pure and holy passion and asking the Lord to help us make our worship more about him than about us. Will you pray with me using the lyrics from an old song that I learned by Passion Worship? One pure and holy passion. Let us pray. Lord, give me one pure and holy passion. Give me one magnificent obsession. Give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and follow hard after you. The mighty one who has delivered us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And give me one magnificent obsession. And give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and to follow hard after you.
Give me one pure and holy passion. Give me one magnificent obsession. And give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and follow hard after you, God. Just sing that out.
Give me one pure and holy passion. Give me one glorious ambition for